Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm and tender embrace. And if Grandpa was here, I know he'd be smiling from ear to ear to see what he had done. All the offspring from his daughters and sons, a family reunion.
Hello, welcome to the Gift of Freedom. It's Sunday, August 14th, just past 6 o'clock, and today we will be talking about the Still Family Reunion. The Still Family Reunion has been happening for the past 142 years, celebrating the Still family. And William Still, who was an African-American abolitionist and Underground Railroad conductor, as well as a writer and an activist. So this is the 142nd year of the Still Day celebration, where the family gets together in New Jersey. And we are going to speak to Donna Young, one of the family members, right now.
Good evening.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi,
how are
it's
you?
Rebecca.
Hi,
I'm
Rebecca.
I'm sitting in for Leslie today.
Oh, okay. Hi,
welcome.
Rebecca. Thank you.
Yes, great to have you on.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, good. And we just, if you could you just give us a little background about the reunion celebration that's happening today or what's happening today?
Well, today, August 14, 2011, we were celebrating the 142nd Still Family Reunion, Lawnside, New Jersey. The reunion festivities were being held from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. However, due to the inclement weather, we were not able to hold those festivities as we usually do at the home of Clarence and Verlene Still in Lawnside, New Jersey. However, we were able to, of course, have our Sunday morning worship service at the Mount Zion United Methodist Church in Lawnside, New Jersey, this morning at 10 a.m. until approximately 12:30, 1 o'clock p.m. And the Sunday morning service is a huge part of the Still Family Reunion. We always start out with a morning service, Sunday morning service, and it was a beautiful service this morning. And we had a relative of the Still family, Reverend Jeffrey Arthur, pastor of the Living Faith Community Church in Blackwood, New Jersey, as the guest pastor this morning at the church. The service was very, very good.
Okay, and this is a church service at Mount Zion.
Correct.
Is that
Mount
right?
Zion United Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mount Zion mm-hmm. United Methodist Church. We start that out Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay, and then you go to the home of Clarence and Verlene Still after that. And is that where you
Correct.
Have the, I guess it's sort of like a feast, the family feast, right?
Correct. We have food prepared by family and friends. We have pony rides for the children. We have a castle bounce for the little children as well. And we have line dancing by I Am Kenny J Productions. We also have dignitaries who may come and speak as well, have some words. We honor our ancestors every year when we have our family reunion by calling out the names of those who have passed on within the previous year. We have a DJ who's also a family member. We have music played throughout the family reunion. And we were also going to have a couple of musical selections this year by another family member.
Okay.
So we have a lot going on. And then, of course, socializing time. Everybody gets to talk and meet and greet each other at this 142nd Still Family Reunion as well.
And it sounds like a great day. And you're
it
coming
is.
Together to honor the history of William Still and the Still family. So, for instance, tell us about why you go to Mount Zion.
That is where it all started. The Mount Zion United Methodist Church was the church of our ancestors, and the reunion always began in church, and it always was held, as far as I know, at Mount Zion Church.
And why in that particular town? Because it's Lawnside, right? Lawnside, Camden County?
Yes, Lawnside is where the Stills reside,
mm-hmm.
and it is a historical borough. It's the first and only, I believe, African American have started this borough in Lawnside, New Jersey. So it's a historical
and it was
site
a refuge for escaped slaves, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so that's sort of where it all started. And so you kind of keep coming back to that same place every year.
Correct. The reunion
okay.
is held there every year in Lawnside, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about Gloria, the storyteller, the family storyteller.
Oh, yes, she does. She has been telling the story of the Still family of Levin and Charity Still for many years. And it's something really special because she's able to share that information with our children, our little ones who are coming up, so that they know the story and they know their heritage. And it's able to, she's able to pass that on and down the line so that it always lives, it never dies, and it's something that they have placed within them or instilled with them, in them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the town itself, the founder of the Stills, what can you tell us anything about that? Dr. James Still, yes. And how
okay.
was Lawnside founded?
Well, Dr. James Still, he was born in April of 1812 in Indian Mills, New Jersey. He's the brother of William Still, and he had cured several types of cancers. He was an herbal doctor. He wasn't licensed, but he was an herbal doctor, and he cured many patients through his medicines, his different herbs that he used. And as I said, he was the brother of William Still, who was the Underground Railroad conductor. And he had other brothers and sisters as well, Levin Jr., Peter, Joseph, Samuel, Charles, John Nelson, William. Those were the brothers. And they had three sisters, Keturah, Mahala, and Mary. So those were part of the Still family beginnings.
Right. And so Dr. James Still, he wrote some books. He documented some of what he did, right?
Yes, he had his book was Early Recollections, and it's a very interesting book. It tells about his life, speaks greatly about his faith, and his extreme interest in becoming a doctor, which he fulfilled all of those. And he had great faith in God, and that's a big part of the Still family, and that's why it's so important that we start out our Still family reunion in Lawnside, New Jersey, at Mount Zion United Methodist Church.
And can you repeat the title of the book again by Dr. James Still?
Yes. It's Early Recollections by Dr.
Early
James.
Early Recollections. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. in case any of our listeners want to research it and find out more.
Research it? Okay, yes. It's Early Recollections and Life of Dr. James Still.
And the Life of Dr. James Still. Okay.
Correct.
And so how about his brothers? His brother Peter Gist Still. He also wrote books, correct?
Yes, he has the book The Kidnapped and the Ransomed is his book, and The Man Who Bought Himself by Peter Still.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Well, it tells about his life, basically, and the fact that he was kidnapped from New Jersey and became a slave, and how he worked through his life as that, and how he later on wanted to buy his freedom, and he was able to do just that. He traveled to Philadelphia, and ironically, he met with his brother, William Still, who was conductor of the Underground Railroad, and they reunited, and also he finally had the opportunity to see and be with his mother again, who he had been separated from for many, many years. So that in itself was a reunion.
Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia myself, and my mom is the curator of the Underground Railroad Museum in Philadelphia. And so that's kind of how we got connected, was through Leslie Gist, who has done book signings there, and she has done a talk there as well. And that's how I got connected to be on with you today and be able to talk to you about this. So I love the fact that there's this connection between New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York, and of course we know it goes all the way up to Canada, right, when we look at the Underground Railroad. And there are a lot of people that don't know that they were linked through these various states, the Underground Railroad. So tell us a little bit more about William Still. He's a very interesting person. Not just being a conductor on the Underground Railroad, which is phenomenal in itself, which, of course, you know, makes him an abolitionist and how he fought for the cause, but also as a historian and a civil rights activist. Can you tell us any stories about him as a civil rights activist?
Well, I know he was very involved with civil rights and the fact that people needed to be free, and it was all about their freedom, and that's why he was able to document so much information in his book, The Underground Railroad by William Still.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, obviously very important to him, and he was able to keep track of all of this information and become, he also became a prominent leader of the Philadelphia as an Underground Railroad conductor and also for fighting for civil rights.
Yeah, Judge Peters, who owned the Belmont Mansion and lived there, they were abolitionists, he opposed the law that was to bring slaves back, right, the runaway slaves that got away, they were to be returned to their owners. And he opposed that law. And I can't imagine during that time being a person, you know, who was, you know, black skin and, you know, African-American fighting for that cause. You're putting your own life in jeopardy.
Right. Right. And it was that important to him to do that. I'm sure he went through many times where it was his life was put into extreme jeopardy, even being taken in for doing what he did, but he still persevered, and it was something that was in his heart he had to do.
And there were friends of those, right? Because in that area, in the Pennsylvania area, the Quakers, they still live there today, and they still have a very strong community. But they were people that also opposed slavery, and they aided and supported abolitionists.
Correct. That is correct.
And so how about the family? When you get together for a day like today, even though is it canceled or postponed, Donna?
No, it was canceled. We have our family reunion that is the same date every year, the second Sunday in August, and we're not rescheduling. We'll be getting ready for the next family reunion, which will be our 143rd family reunion, and that will be for next year, 2012.
Okay. So a day like today, would stories be recounted, historical stories? Would they actually be recounted live at the event?
We have had that in the past. We've had someone who did portray some of the people from the Still family. Today, we weren't going to have anyone per se to do that, but information is shared with family and friends about the Still family during the reunion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know that the book that William Still wrote is actually featured in the Philadelphia Underground Railroad Museum. And it mentions there about streetcars that, that he beat Jim Crow's butt. And this is, he rallied 30,000 and changed the laws. And so can you tell us more about him as a person doing that work? The kind of character that he was.
Well, I believe he was a strong-willed person, and he believed truly in what he was doing, and he was ready to fight for what he believed in. And as I said, with him documenting all the information that he did and creating this book, as we now call the Underground Railroad, it just shows it shows how committed he was to the cause.
Yes. And so was he wealthy when he died?
From what I've read, yes. He had amassed an amount of wealth, yes,
right.
A large amount.
Because he used that wealth to do the work, right?
I'm sure it helped.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't do anything without it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how about, speaking of money, how do you organize such a large event? How many people come out? How many family members come out for your reunion?
Oh, we've had hundreds of family members and friends come out to the Still family reunion each year. And we do receive donations. We have bus trips and things like that to raise money for our Still family reunion each year. It's costly, but something that they've been doing each year, and hopefully we'll be able to continue doing it as well with the donations that we receive and the different events that we have. It makes a big difference. It helps greatly.
And where's the largest part of your funding come from?
Well, we do have, as I said, donations, and that's basically it from the donations we receive.
Mm-hmm. And you sell books at the event?
We have vendors at our Still family reunion, and we have some vendors who do sell books. So we have all sorts of vending taking place there with from clothing, jewelry, just about art, et cetera. So we do have books sold there as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a team of people who continue the history that somehow maybe study the history and continue it, and maybe they're the ones that are responsible for getting that information out to the rest of the family?
Well, Clarence Still, he is the patriarch. He's the historian of the family. And he is the one who has a myriad of information on the Still family, our ancestors, et cetera. But, as I said, it's held at Clarence and Verlaine Stills' home each year. On our committee, we have as well Al Fisher, Malcolm Still, Kenny Still, Winifred Still Davis, and myself. And it's really good. It comes together. It's really something that you look forward to working on and seeing it come to pass. So
it takes a network of people, right? I mean, Leslie said when we were talking that you were very instrumental in raising the money and organizing the event.
Well, myself and all of the other committee members, we do put the different events together, and that helps greatly with the money that we raise and the donations and all that makes a big difference so that we can do what we do each year for the Still Family Reunion in Lawnside.
And each year, do you have different entertainment?
We have in the past, yes, we've had a choir, a choir from one of the churches in Paulsboro. This year, we're going to have a young lady who's going to sing a couple of selections. We have many family members who are talented, and they're able to do different things, and can definitely have them for the family reunion, and that's just a part of the Still family festivities as well.
And what about the Tuskegee Airmen play?
Pardon me?
The Tuskegee Airmen play?
The Tuskegee Airmen play, yes.
Yes. And is that something that you have attended as a family or featured?
We did not attend the Tuskegee Airmen. You're talking about the play Black Angels Over Tuskegee?
That was
in New York.
That's what it is, yeah.
Referring to? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, we did not attend that as a one of our trips. It was on our, it was in our plans to attend that.
Okay.
But that did not take place.
Okay.
Yes, it's a very good play.
I saw it myself. It was phenomenal,
Yes, very, very good.
And so, now, mm-hmm. I know that as we were talking about networks of people that have still continued, which seems to be a continued part of your family history, you and your team that you're talking about that puts the celebration together every year, but I know that William Still also had some very close relationships with other abolitionists, like Harriet Tubman and John Brown. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, they did. They were all interconnected because they were all working for a common cause, and that was freedom. So they definitely had interactions with each other on several different occasions.
My understanding is that he financed the mission, you know, Harriet's Underground Railroad mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so how about the connection with the Schomburg in New York City and William Still Grant?
I know William Still Grant was the composer.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the information, I know they had something at the Schomburg honoring William Still Grant, William Grant Still, excuse me. I was not able to attend, but it had to do with Trouble Island.
Okay.
What I recall. And it was a celebration of his composition. And it was a play from what I gathered. I did not attend it, as I said.
Yeah, I've heard about that from Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
So when the... I think I asked, but I can't remember. Help me out here. How many people attend?
There are hundreds of people who come to the Still Family Reunion. Yes.
Yeah.
In Lawnside.
Okay. And you said there's some friends and some family.
We have some friends of the Still family who attend as well, and we have many family members who come from all over.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how about how the Still family history ends up in the classroom? Can you tell us about that? Because it's still being taught correct?
I hope so. It should be. It should be taught within the classrooms. It's a part of our history, and from William Still to Dr. James Still to Peter Still, that is a part of our history, and it should be shared with our children in the classroom so that they can learn about their history as well.
So are any of the family members, contemporary family members, do they actually teach any of these, you know, like go into the schools and share that information, or do you not know?
I'm sure that they probably do. The ones I've not, I don't know personally of any who do that, but I know with Cousin Gloria Still, I know she was doing that many times, going into the classes and into the schools and sharing the history of the Still family with the students and staff.
Yeah. Okay. And how about any other contemporary family members, any other contemporary Stills? Are they writing books? What else are they doing to keep the history alive?
Well, I'm sure they are. I don't know of any books on hand that the family members or any of the Still members have written thus far, but I'm sure they're keeping the history alive either verbally, and if someone is writing a book at the moment, I'm not aware of it, but that would be wonderful to also have that as part of our heritage.
Yeah, well, I know the book that William Still wrote that I knew about was The Underground Railroad, A Record of Fact, Authentic Narratives, Letters, and, you know, it was Philadelphia Porter and Coates. So that was a version of the history of the purchase of his own freedom and that of his family. And so I think that one was that was written by William, and it's also has an account of the meeting that you talked about in Philadelphia.
90
and
seconds.
And that's how I first heard about him, was at the Belmont Mansion in Philly. And then Kate Pickard wrote a book, The Kidnapped and the Redeemed. You know that one, right?
Right. It's Kidnapped and the Ransom. The Kidnapped and the Ransom,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. And it was, so she met Peter Still in Alabama when he was working at a seminary, a female seminary.
60
in order
seconds.
To learn the book, purchase his freedom.
His freedom.
And so it tells about how he was united with his mother then, which you mentioned, and his continued attempt to purchase the freedom of his family. And go ahead.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And so, and then, you know, I know that there's a question about the circumstances surrounding the separation from his mother, and that they were changed to protect her slave hunters, which I think was very interesting. But all of these books, the one you mentioned about the early recollections and life of Dr. James Still.
10 seconds.
And the other two, The Man Who Bought Himself, The Story of Peter Still, as well as The Underground Railroad, A Record of Fact, Authentic Narratives, Letters, and et cetera. They all recount the stories about purchasing their freedom, the escape of slavery, from slavery by the family, the various circumstances that they went through to make the money to be able to purchase their freedom. And so we just thank you so much for spending time with us. We're sorry about the weather, and that you weren't able to have your 142nd Still family celebration. But we appreciate that you took time out of your day to talk with us.
You're quite welcome. And even though the weather was as it was, we were still able to come together as family members, as I said, at Mount Zion United Methodist Church, and also many people came down to Clarence and Verlene Still's home today even though the weather outside wasn't that great, they were able to share some time with them inside. So that worked out.
That's great. Now, can you give us your contact information in case anyone would want to contact you about more information about the Still family?
Well, regarding the Still family, I'm going to give our historian and our patriarch of the family's name, Clarence Still, and I can give you his telephone number, and if that's okay.
Telephone or email or website, anything that you'd like to share.
I'll give email.
Okay.
Email Lawn, L-A-W-N, at Junu, J-U-N-O, .com.
Once more, please.
That's Lawn, L-A-W-N, at Junu, J-U-N-O, .com.
Thank you. And I want to tell you about the celebration that's happening at the Philadelphia Underground Railroad Museum at Belmont Mansion on September 23rd. They are celebrating their 25th year with the American Women's Heritage Society. We're going to have an auction of black memorabilia. That's September 23rd. So if you're interested in knowing more about that, please tell your family. And for our listeners, you can go to our website at www.belmontmansion.org. So thank you from the Gift of Freedom.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Okay, bye-bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.